Now turn to part 4.
You will hear a conversation which takes place in a busy restaurant between a couple, Ivan and Hannah Smythe, and a young waiter, Joel. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. There will now be a pause of 1 minute for you to look through part 4.
I say, waiter, we're ready to order.
Not so loud, darling. People are looking.
Ah, there you are. What kept you, Joel?
Just a little mix-up with one of the other orders, sir.
I'm not surprised. I don't know who wrote this load of nonsense, but it's all Greek to me.
Darling, it's perfectly plain and obvious. I've just explained it. You choose a starter from list A, a main course from list B, and dessert from list C, and the prices are all colour-coded.
Well, what if I wanted two starters?
I'd have to ask the manager about that, sir, and I don't think he'd be too happy.
No, there's no need for that, Joel. We'll just order one of everything, as my wife said.
Well, do you know what you'd like, sir?
Well, my wife will have the garlic mushrooms and a T-bone steak, well done, on both sides, and...
Sorry, sir, you have to give me the numbers. You see, the garlic mushrooms are A36 up here.
Oh, I see. Well, you could try writing the numbers a bit more clearly. Can you deal with this, dear? I've left my reading glasses in the car.
Uh-huh. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. We'll have one A36, one B7, and one C15. And my husband will have A12, B3... Oh, hang on. Did you want to ask about the quiche, dear?
Ah, oh, yes. Does the quiche contain animal fat, Joel?
I've never really thought about that. I used to be a vegetarian, but I eat almost everything now.
I'm sure the quiche is fine, dear. We'll have one B3, Joel.
It's Joel, actually. You don't pronounce the E.
I could go for something else. Can you see anything, dear?
Oh, sorry. Yes. There's a nut roast, number B33, and it's with lemon sauce. Sounds nice.
Lemon sauce? That's a bit odd. Is it any good, Joel?
I don't know, sir. I don't eat nuts myself. They don't agree with my digestion.
I wasn't asking about you, Joel. I just wanted to know if it's popular.
Ah, it's one of our most popular dishes, sir.
OK, then. Nut roast and lemon B33 and one banana split.
That's C11.
Thank you, dear. And don't forget the extra cream.
I'm sorry, sir, but all our meals are assembled in advance, and nothing extra can be added or removed.
What kind of restaurant is this?
Ivan, calm down. He's doing his best.
Will that be all, then?
Suppose it'll have to be.
Well, if you'll wait just 1.5 minutes, I'll bring you your food.
My word! That's very efficient. Even the officer's canteen in Stabroek isn't that fast. It just shows what a bit of organisation...
You will hear the piece again.
I say, waiter, we're ready to order.
Not so loud, darling. People are looking.
Ah, there you are. What kept you, Joel?
Just a little mix-up with one of the other orders, sir.
I'm not surprised. I don't know who wrote this load of nonsense, but it's all Greek to me.
Darling, it's perfectly plain and obvious. I've just explained it. You choose a starter from list A, a main course from list B, and dessert from list C, and the prices are all colour-coded.
Well, what if I wanted two starters?
I'd have to ask the manager about that, sir, and I don't think he'd be too happy.
No, no, there's no need for that, Joel. We'll just order one of everything, as my wife said.
Well, do you know what you'd like, sir?
Well, my wife will have the garlic mushrooms and a T-bone steak, well done, on both sides, and...
Sorry, sir, you have to give me the numbers. You see... The garlic mushrooms are A36, up here.
Oh, I see. Well, you could try writing the numbers a bit more clearly. Can you deal with this, dear? I've left my reading glasses in the car.
Uh-huh. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. We'll have one A36, one B7, and one C15. And my husband will have... A12, B3... Oh, hang on. Did you want to ask about the quiche, dear?
Ah, oh, yes. Does the quiche contain animal fat, Joel?
I've never really thought about that. I used to be a vegetarian, but I eat almost everything now.
I'm sure the quiche is fine, dear. We'll have one B3, Joel.
It's Joel, actually. You don't pronounce the E.
I could go for something else. Can you see anything, dear?
Oh, sorry. Yes. There's a nut roast, number B33, and it's with lemon sauce. Sounds nice.
Lemon sauce? That's a bit odd. Is it any good, Joel?
I don't know, sir. I don't eat nuts myself. They don't agree with my digestion.
I wasn't asking about you, Joel. I just wanted to know if it's popular.
Ah, it's one of our most popular dishes, sir.
OK, then. Nut roast and lemon B33 and one banana split.
That's C11.
Thank you, dear. And don't forget the extra cream.
I'm sorry, sir, but all our meals are... assembled in advance, and nothing extra can be added or removed.
What kind of restaurant is this?
Ivan, calm down. He's doing his best.
Will that be all, then?
Suppose it'll have to be.
Well, if you'll wait just 1.5 minutes, I'll bring you your food.
My word. That's very efficient. Even the officer's canteen in Stabroek isn't that fast. It just shows what a bit of organisation...
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you are sure to finish in time. Pause for 4 minutes. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.